Hallo Leute und ganz herzlich willkommen zu dieser neuen Podcast-Folge. Ich hoffe, man kann mich verstehen, weil ich jetzt gerade mit dem Mikrofon aufnehme, weil es draußen irgendwie ein bisschen laut ist. Heute machen wir weiter mit der Englisch-Kommunikationsprüfung Vorbereitung. Und zwar gucken wir uns heute die Globalisierung an, Amerikas Rolle in einer globalisierten Welt und natürlich auch die englische Sprache. Das bedeutet, heute geht es wirklich sehr stark um Amerika. Und ich würde sagen, wir fangen jetzt auch direkt an auf Englisch. Okay, so let's first of all have a look on globalization. Positive arguments and negative arguments, so pros and cons. Let's firstly have a look on the positive impact on globalization. So first of all, it is obvious that it contains seeds of a better future for the world's people. For example, there is economic prosperity and work for developing countries, but also business opportunities for industrial countries. Therefore, there are also going to be improvements in productivity, innovation, and creativity, so general economic prosperity. And because of all the innovations, there could also be ecological stability, because we could have like innovations which are very good for the environment, for example, to control the climate change with sustainable innovations. In addition, not only globalization is good for the economy and the prosperity, but also for human rights, because spread of democracy and freedom and human rights could be a positive consequence and improvement because of globalization, because shared universal humanity and shared profits could be a result. And why? Because we have cross-cultural understanding, less hostility, and maybe also fewer wars, because we don't have like these borders, which is why we have a peaceful world of shared universal values. Also, which is very important to mention, because of globalization, we can communicate better, easier, and cheaper. And also, traveling becomes easier. So we can share culture, we can share music, fashion, food, worldwide style cultures. And in general, we can just connect with so many people, which is super good because years before you had so many transactions and it was like super pricey to speak with somebody or to travel to another country. So with globalization, we really have the chance to be faster, better, and just to communicate with other people. However, on the other hand, it is also important to mention that there are also negative aspects of globalization. So first of all, social goals and standards are being ignored because financial interests are way more important because, as I already explained, especially economy and the power of economy could benefit from the globalization development. However, it is also important to mention that especially Western society is dominant when it comes to globalization, so the focus is on Western standards, so there's also a gap between rich and poor people, and I think you might also know the quote, survival of the fittest, so especially the traditions and customs are spread from the Western culture. In addition to that, not also culture could be like problematic because smaller countries might lose their culture because everything is just, shaped by America and the Western society. But also climate change is resulting from globalization. So danger to the environment, massive pollution in third world countries as China or India, they have a lot of CO2 emissions. So it is very difficult to say what to do with that emission because of globalization, we want to have so much more, we want to have so many clothes, which is why third world countries as India, they produce a lot. So there could be regional and ethnic tensions about natural resources, for example, clean water, and also biological diversity is destroyed. We also see that if we follow the news, so many problems with regards to climate change, and scientists are sure that the climate change which we have now is made by humans, and because of globalization, the development of climate change is even more worse and faster and faster. Also, there could be exploitation when multinational companies become even more powerful because democracy and fair play could increase because of the power.
of multinational companies, and I'm sorry, I have to correct myself. Democracy and fair place could decrease, not increase. The power of multinational companies increase, but democracy and fair play could decrease. So exploitation, I think you all might know the word outsourcing if you have been following my podcast with regards to the episodes of economy, and we had a look on globalization as well, and I talked about outsourcing, that multinational companies, they produce everything in third world countries because it is way cheaper. However, they abuse and exploit all workers there, which is very problematic. So it is critical to say that globalization actually influences and spreads democracy, freedom, and human rights. And also, in addition to these big companies, another problem could also be corruption. So, however, of course, it is important to say that humanity and shared profits could develop. However, there could also be social hostility, because although the world is globalized, there are wars and problems. So trade barriers also still exist. For example, they keep developing countries away from the world market. So I think you see the development of globalization is especially beneficial for big companies and the Western society. However, people from third world countries or countries which are not so developed because of trade barriers, it is very difficult for them to find a connection to the world market. So it is possible to say that globalization is rather one-sided than an enrichment for every single country in the world. Also, national cultures or smaller countries and their cultures, they could kind of be lost, because, for example, America and the impact of Americanization play a significant factor. We also know McDonald's, Starbucks, Hollywood, Disneyland, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or pop music. All these aspects are from Western society, and they also spread all over the world. So it is also an aspect which you could mention, that, for example, national cultures could be abolished because of globalization. So all the continents and all countries become the same, kind of, and diversity is really problematic. Of course, we can share music, fashion, food, worldwide style, culture. However, the problem, or rather the question, is if smaller cultures could also be as dominant as the Western society, so that there could actually be an exchange of many cultures. And of course, evolution has proceeded independently and way faster. And that was globalization. Now let's skip to America's global role, because as I already explained, especially with regards to globalization, the Western society, and therefore also the American society and standards, play a significant factor. And I think you also know that America has a really powerful and important role, if not only in the economical way, but also with regards to democracy, trends, whatever. So let's first of all have a look on why America's global role is so important. First of all, we have, again, democracy. So the United States, they is one of the best models for a democracy, because they spread universal values like human rights, freedom, and equality. But not only democracy and the values which are ensured by the Constitution of the United States are so important, but also the economic power. So the economic power of America is very important, because America has raw materials, as they do, like, for example, fracking, oil and gas. So this is very, very important. And America also exports a lot of goods, as we saw, for example, McDonald's or other aspects as music, Coca-Cola, and of course Hollywood is very important. I think we can also connect that to the American dream. So when people think about America, they have that vision of a land in which you can be very successful. So many people perceive America actually as a dream land, and a land which is very important and powerful. So democracy, freedom, and economy play an important aspect, but also the United States can promote peaceful relationships among most countries in the globalized world. For example, they also have not only economic power, but also financial and military power, which means they can build like connections and democracy between other countries. Another example could also be the NATO or the United States organization. And America also helped different countries, for example, after World War II, for example, Germany, with a lot of strategies to become very powerful with regards to the economy, which is why America also spread its democracy values even in the past. And yeah, but now let's also discuss why it also could be problematic that America plays such a significant factor in a globalized world, but also in the world in general. So first of all, with regards to democracy, there is often the question whether or not democracy is still alive in America. So first of all, you can criticize that America only has like two parties, like the Democrats and the Republican Party. Of course, there are also several different parties, but if you see like the development of the elections and in general also statistics, these parties are super strong and other parties just don't have the chance of growing, because it is also important to mention that having a good strategy to influence people and to show that your party is very good, that costs a lot of money, and like the campaigns of promoting your party, they're very expensive. And also 2020 short problems with regards to racism. We can mention George Floyd. He was killed by a white police officer without having a real communication with George Floyd, what he actually did. And this showed that especially racism plays a big issue in the United States. So it is questionable if the democracy in the United States is really so good and so like a role model for other countries. And for example, also the candidacy, so the time when Trump was president, he was very populistic, and also racism and tension between Americans, between Democrats and Republicans, become even more worse. So we can also name the storming of the US Capitol last year, which is also a tragedy of the democracy of the United States. In addition, of course, the United States can promote peaceful relationship among other countries. However, the United States has not achieved its goals in Afghanistan and in Iraq. So the many wars in the 23rd century are a result of the interventions of the United States. So democracy actually cannot be exported, but has to be chosen and supported by the people themselves. So it is questionable if America is really that strong and that capable of spreading all these values, since America is kind of guilty of some developments in the country today. Of course, other countries also have the history, so why should America's traditions and customs be more important than other nations, than other countries? So other countries also want to be independent and sovereign countries, so why should you tell that America has to be the most important state with the most important traditions? And with regards to that, other countries might also reject the definition of democracy and human rights in the United States. So it is also rather one-sided that America is so important, and rather an illusion. And also each country's history and culture needs to be accepted. And also there are also other superpowers and global powers like China or Russia, which also can be criticized. If we have a look now on Russia, of course, I think nobody would say that Russia should have like the global role because of the war in Ukraine. However, it is important to mention that America also had tensions between Russia and China, so economic war problems with China, for example. Under the administration of Trump, he wanted to have a lot of economical barriers, which we criticize also with regards to globalization, because he wanted to be very powerful instead of having a free market and instead of connecting to other people. And also, last but not least, America has nuclear weapons, so they might want to use or abuse the nuclear weapons in their own best interest. Of course, that doesn't have to happen, but if we criticize, we also have to point out every single point. And now, last but not least, let's have a look on English as a world language, so arguments for against the use of English. So first of all, some general information. Around 400 million people speak English as their mother tongue, and around 350 million to 1 billion people speak English as a second language. And the reasons, first of all, the countries where English is the official language are former British colonies, so the British Empire, where the traditions of Great Britain and the British Empire as English spread all over the world, the colonial power. I also talked about that in an episode before. So let's have a look, first of all, on the positive and maybe also neutral aspects. So we also start with the positive impact. So first of all, many languages have also become extinct long before English became the global language. And also English also changes today. There are many Englishes today, which is why it is not that important to speak English in the best grammatical way, because it's all only kind of important to communicate well. Also, communication is more important than the grammatical correctness, and English has become the skill if you want to work in global business or research. Career chances are better if you can speak English. For example, also internet, traveling, fashion, sport, music, food. English is everywhere and you cannot do without it. Also, languages and cultures have always undergone changes, so it is very natural and cannot be stopped. So in a globalized world, we have to be open-minded and accept these changes. So English as a world language could rather be a gain than a loss. Also, even there are other languages which are also very important in our world. English is super easy to learn because of the easy grammatic. So, for example, the name lingua franca. And also, many studies or statistics show that English is also very important if you want to study abroad in university. Again, English is the skill. It has become that skill you have to know. However, on the other hand, there are also negative aspects. For example, more and more words from English are developing into other languages. Oh, Anglicism in German, we also might know that as Denglish. So smaller or just other languages can become extinct and not that important, and which is why cultural imperialism becomes again really present, and other countries or cultures also might be abolished, because language plays a really significant factor with regards to culture and having a sense of belonging in your country. So if you only speak English, you kind of lose the connection to your country, maybe also the history of the country. So there is a loss of an individual culture, and also it reminds us of the colonial times, the British Empire, when English was super important. In addition, so there's also the problem that English words are often used not correctly. So often the English words don't mean what they're thought to be mean in English, or they just don't exist at all, as fashion shooting, mobbing, Alzheimer, smoking, talkmaster, handy, or beamer. So they could be problems with regards to communication if non-native speakers try to speak English and they don't actually had like the chance to learn English appropriate. They could have communication problems, which makes it very difficult to work with English in, for example, global business, traveling, or the internet. And another aspect is also that some people say that English should not be used in university courses, because students have to learn these subjects in their mother tongue, because many teachers are also not fluent, so they speak rather inaccurate English than teaching the students like correct English, or like English which is correct to understand when you speak with other people. And that was the episode for today. Also, ja, wir haben uns heute, wie gesagt, mit der Globalisierung auseinandergesetzt, mit Englisch als Weltsprache und Amerikas Position. Bitte behaltet immer im Hinterkopf, dass das nicht unbedingt meine persönlichen Argumente oder Sichtweisen sind, sondern die sind einfach vom Bildungsserver zusammengetragen. Und ja, dass man sich da einfach so auch eine subjektive Meinung bilden sollte, weil ich will jetzt nicht, dass so rüberkommt, dass das alles, was ich hier sage, meine Meinung ist. Aber ja, das war's mit der heutigen Podcast-Folge. Ich hoffe, wir sehen uns, beziehungsweise wir hören uns dann morgen. Ich glaube, morgen geht's dann wirklich um Rassismus und Gun Control. Ich hatte das, glaube ich, mit der heutigen Folge verwechselt, aber das machen wir erst morgen Sonntag. Ja, und dann wünsche ich euch noch einen schönen Tag, eine erfolgreiche Woche. Bleibt gesund. Ich muss jetzt weiterlernen. Wir sehen uns. Tschüss, eure Maggie.